The father of a Regina man injured during a December arrest wants one officer fired. The family of Rocky Lone Child says an officer kneed him several times. He had three fractured ribs and a collapsed lung and needed emergency surgery. Lone Child's father, Lawrence Big Eagle, says the three other officers involved should be suspended while an external investigation is underway.
I'd like to see disciplinary action of suspension without pay for the duration of the investigation, as well a formal apology to the five people for the damage done to their personal character by Chief Bray.
Family and supporters say Regina's police chief made derogatory comments, suggesting to the media that Lone Child had been high on crystal meth at the time. A preliminary hearing is underway in Saskatoon for a man accused of killing his wife. 66-year-old Greg Furtuck is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Sherry Furtuck. She was last seen in December 2015 leaving the family farm near Keniston. A semi-unit that she was driving was later found in a gravel pit, but her body has never been found. Greg Furtuck is also charged with offering an indignity to a body. Prince Albert residents had the opportunity to access some free legal advice yesterday. A number of organizations helped run a legal resource fair out of the John M. Coulinaire Public Library. Kim Newsham of Saskatchewan Justice says many people fall through the cracks in qualifying for no-cost government legal services.
There is a gap, though, and we know this from Access to Justice reports that have been published in the last 10 years, that not many people qualify for legal aid anymore.
The resource fair provided presentations on things like family, estate, and tax law. Union members have blocked off the Cardlock location in Weyburn and have been picketing in front of it. Unifor Local 594 President Kevin Bittman says retailers are funding the ongoing lockout at the co-op refinery in Regina. The union hopes that pressuring them will pressure co-op. Nearly 800 union members have been locked out of the refinery since December. Federated co-op says farmers, truckers, and local companies depend on the Weyburn card lock to fuel their machinery to do their jobs. Saskatchewan Polytechnic and Moose Jaw Police are warning of an online phishing scam. They say emails with the subject lines document pending or Saskatchewan Polytechnic time jobs opportunity have been sent out by scammers. Saskatchewan Polytechnic and the police say anyone who receives the email should not click on any of the links, open any of the attachments, or reply to the messages. The email should instead be deleted. BC Premier John Horgan says construction of an LNG pipeline will go ahead despite Indigenous blockades. Hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en Nation oppose the project, but a court has issued an injunction against the protesters. Horgan says First Nations along the route want the pipeline built.
All of the other issues that the Wet'suwet'en want to talk about are very much at play, and we continue to work on a weekly basis with the Wet'suwet'en leadership to realize benefits for everyone in the region. This project is proceeding, and the rule of law needs to prevail in British Columbia.
Horgan says he doesn't believe the hereditary chiefs have the right to block the construction. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his cabinet will be heading west next week. They're scheduled to make a stop in Winnipeg. One political scientist says that city is likely to provide a warmer reception than anywhere else on the prairies. Jared Wesley with the University of Alberta says Winnipeg is friendlier for a Liberal government than Calgary, Edmonton, or Saskatchewan. Trudeau and the ministers will be meeting there Sunday through Tuesday. His office says the agenda will include things like climate change, reconciliation, safety, and global affairs. The federal government says cuts to wireless rates it expects from mobile service providers must go above and beyond any price reductions already seen since 2016.
The Trudeau Liberals promised during the fall federal election campaign to cut mobile rates by an average of 25%, but there were no specifics provided at the time on how or when the government intended to force the rate reductions. In his mandate letter issued weeks after the Liberals were re-elected to a minority government, Industry Minister Navdeep Bains was told to use all available instruments to make the 25% reduction a reality within 2 years. While the CRTC says rates have already dropped by more than that since 2016, Bains says further rate reductions will be measured from around the time he received his mandate letter in December. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Iran has announced arrests in last week's downing of a Ukrainian jetliner. The country's president is calling for a special court to be set up to investigate the incident. He pointed to various mistakes and negligence, but he also repeated that the tragedy is ultimately rooted in U.S. aggression. The victims of the crash included 82 Iranians, 57 Canadians, and passengers from Ukraine, Sweden, Afghanistan, and Germany. Queen Elizabeth has given Prince Harry permission to live in Canada with his wife and son, at least part-time. Reporter James Longman has more.
The Queen is voicing her support, but admitting it was not what she wanted. Although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, she said, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. A tone less like the sovereign, more like a grandmother, using the word family 8 times and naming them like the rest of us.
The decision followed a summit at the Queen's estate in eastern England, which was also attended by Prince Charles and William. Last week, Harry and Meghan announced their plans to step back from their royal roles, becoming financially independent and splitting their time between Britain and North America. That's the latest from the NBC Newsroom. Remember, our news is available online anytime at nbcradio.com.